Hello and welcome back to the Lisa podcast. Here today we are joined by Peter, an epic student.
Hi.
Peter, I know you're new to the school, so we thought it might be good for other new students to interview you. Please introduce yourself a little bit.
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm from Hungary. I just moved here like a week ago, and yeah, I think that's it.
So we're going to ask you a little bit of questions. So, and me and my co-host, Nathan. So, first question. How was learning English?
Like before the school, or?
Yes, but also for the school at a level, you know, so that you can, as your primary language to learn.
I've been learning English for like 7 years now at this point, and I don't think it was that hard because I mainly only view English documentaries and shows and series, so it was quite easy to adjust to being in an English speaking environment.
Okay, so how about German? Did you learn any of it before, or is it like a completely new language for you?
I've learned quite a bit of German before I came here, but then I didn't use it for like 4 years, so I mainly forgot most of it. I have to relearn a lot of stuff now, but I think it's going well.
Okay, and how do you find the teachers here?
They are really kind and really helpful. Most of them just told me to write to them on Teams if I have any questions, which is just lovely. And I think they are really smart. Yeah.
Didn't I know, because I was a student as well. Sometimes it wasn't there like a teacher which sort of like followed you for the first week and told you where to go and all of that?
No, there wasn't. Most of the students really helped me on my first week. So for every class that I was in, there was a student in the same class as me. And they just like told me where to go and really helped me.
I mean, that's nice, because the students are the pride of our school. Yeah. You know, sometimes they take up the role of the teacher. That's good. Moving on. Another big question that I had, because I know that for a lot of people, for a lot of my friends, for a lot of other students, for a lot of new students, this has been a big thing. Is the atmosphere in international school different from the atmosphere in your country?
Actually, one of the things I really like is the timetable. So like we have huge gaps in our timetables, which is just good for learning in between classes. We don't have gaps in Hungary, so it's here it's more like a university, and there it's more like it's more like elementary school back there. So here we can mainly spend our time in school most days, and back there it's just like going to school until like 2 p.m. and then just go home and mostly waste time because you don't have motivation to do anything.
Peter, I know what you're saying, and I'm going to have to agree about the timetable thing, because I used to go to secondary school in England, and we have the same sort of system. We have no breaks. But, for example, instead of a 15-minute break, we had a one-hour-long lunch break. But I prefer this system as well. It's kind of on that note, but I have another question. Was there a more general culture shock, you know, because that, like, especially with like the students and the characters here and the teachers, they come from a lot of different places, and this together forms a very
unique environment.
Yes.
Yeah. Here I met most of my friends are actually from different places all over the world. Like you, Mattia, you're from Italy. You're from Russia, Nathan, and it's just really weird having friends from all over the place speaking different languages, but actually all of them are speaking English. All of our mother tongues are different, and it's just like really weird experiencing this firsthand. Most people are speaking German here actually in the school, like below our third floor.
Yeah, the higher floor.
Yeah, and since I don't really know German that well, it's just a really weird experience bumping into them and just not understanding them. But here on the third floor, most people speak English, and that's just great that I can understand them much better than German, because when I come into school, I mostly don't understand the things around me. I understand some of it, but like most of it I don't. And here I just understand everything because it's all English. And for the first week, it was really tiring to just constantly having to translate everything. But I think I'm getting used to it now, which is really awesome.
Nice. We'll give you a little applause.
Yeah. And so I guess the last question is, do you find school harder here in terms of learning, studying?
I can't really answer that yet based on the 1 week I've been here. But what I can tell you is that it's much better having the only the classes that I want for the IB exam and not just all of the things that I have to learn for the Hungarian graduation exam. So like I don't have to learn Hungarian literature. I do have to learn Hungarian literature, just not as much as I would have to in back in Hungary. And I can focus on things that I do want, like math and physics and technology, because they are all IB exam classes.
All right. We had a nice chat today, but I think it's time to come to a close. So, you know, it's been Lisa, it's been me, Mattia, Nathan, my co-host, and our guest, Peter.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Peter. Goodbye.